Okay, so as you all know, with the situation going on here recently, after Kobe Bryant's passing, we've had white media outlets come out, especially the white feminist media anchors, come out and disparage his name, but also use Kobe Bryant's name to disparage all of black society, which is the larger point that a lot of people seem to be missing that I'm going to be discussing in this episode of the Black Ocean here. But we've also seen them throwing out their black puppets like Gil King and Oprah and several others like Susan Rice. I'm going to get on her ass in just a minute. And by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, if you clicked on this, I'm finna go in, fuck them bitches, and I'm going to go in on them white motherfuckers too. Here's the thing. I'm going to start with Gail and Susan Rice here. Now, these are prominent black women. One of them, Susan Rice, married to a white man. You can never abandon your blackness physically, but you can abandon it mentally. They went off code. And they did something that white society will never do with black people. Sit up and try to disparage one of their own before us. If Gail King wanted to talk to Kobe Bryant, she knew the man when he was alive. She had plenty of opportunity to do it. Which is why that makes it cowardly for any of them, black or white, to come out and throw dirt on this man's name. And I was never a Kobe fan, but I recognize when they're using a dead black person to disparage collective black society by proxy. And that's exactly what they're doing. Okay. And then you look at Susan Rice here. We got to touch on this because not enough people are really bringing this up. And black men are going to have to start doing this. And by the way, this isn't a gender divide thing because you got plenty of sisters that are on code with brothers. And that's what a lot of these bed wenches, yes, bed wenches and bed bucks, because there have been some men trying to throw dirt on Kobe and black society too. And we know most of those are of the LGBTQ persuasion, the black ones. You got to look at something, man. When you start doing that, okay, especially when you have a white spouse, that's showing that you've always had some vitriol and disdain towards black society, particularly black men. We see that. Okay. So now you have to ask the question, when these people start doing this, Susan Rice, where were you during the Obama administration when all these black people were getting killed by these racist police officers? Darren Wilson, Daniel Pantaleo, Daniel Holzclock, the list goes on and on. And then even recently with the Jason Pope thing, where was your little half black ass then to speak up for those victims of his? The black girls that y'all claim y'all care so much about. See, I'm an equal opportunity ass roaster. I get on black men and black women that sit up with the dominant society and try to disparage our people like that. That's disgusting. And see, here's the thing. I'm going to put some emphasis on this because I haven't heard many people doing this. It's not about caping for Kobe. Hell, I roasted his ass when he was alive about those Trayvon Martin comments and several other things that he said that were off code. But I recognize when it's time to defend our collective image. It don't matter if you like him or not. They're using that to set a precedent to disrespect all of us like that. That's what a lot of sisters aren't understanding, that supporting this bullshit. And I gotta say something. Not all. And shout out to Lisa Leslie and everybody that stood up and said something and recognized this for what it is. It's not about supporting a particular individual. It is about our collective black image. That is the thing. We are not necessarily defending Kobe. We're not necessarily defending Snoop Dogg. It's the actions. What Snoop Dogg did and Boosie, everybody else, 50 Cent, Lisa Leslie, everybody that came out and spoke up against this nonstop bashing and disrespect of our collective image using Kobe Bryant, a deceased black man that was innocent of what they said he did. They recognize this for what it is, and they know that, hey, look, that's the right thing to do. See, I'm going to say something, man. I'm not liberal or conservative. Let me make that clear. But if tomorrow, I'm just going to pick a name out air, not wishing any death or anything bad on somebody, but let's just say somebody like David Clark, whom I despise, and he despises black people, okay? If somebody like that were to die, and then a white media outlet asked me to speak on that man or say something about him, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, okay, we can talk about David Clark when you start talking about Sheriff Arpaio. And that's all you're going to get out of me, because we handle our own. We don't sit up on white media outlets and go in on our own people, because they're not going to do that with any of their people for us. For example, I got to get back on Gayle King. Harvey Weinstein and everybody, all these sexual predators, John of God, we don't hear her or Oprah saying anything about those people. And people talking about, you know, you got some people talking about, oh, they've said this or they said that, they've been saying it. Listen, man, that's bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you have a track record of standing up for your people and somebody accuses you of something, when it's time to defend your reputation, you have a body of work to draw from and say, hey, wait a minute. What you guys are saying is disingenuous. Here's my track record of defending our people. Oprah, Gayle King, damn sure no Susan Rice, don't have a track record of doing that. Now, let me switch gears here and get on these white media personalities that are cowardly and using these black puppets like Gayle and Oprah to be their mouthpieces, because that's what they do. They know if they come out and do it, it's going to make them look like the white supremacist racist that they are. Because, see, let's go on back here in time. Look at how white America acts. I want y'all that's listening to this podcast to really think on what I'm about to say here. Look at how they act with OJ situation. He was found innocent in the court of law, not guilty. Okay. If you claim that the justice system is to be respected and it's the best we got, like they all love to say, why don't you ever respect that decision when a black man or a black person is found innocent? They never do. Have y'all ever stopped to think about that? Now, fast forward to Kobe's situation. They drop the case and people keep trying to gaslight and say, oh, well, she just decided not to testify. No, there was no way they were going to take it to trial because they caught her in so many lies, especially we all know with the sexual history that woman had, with different semen samples they found, all the lies she told, her friends was talking about how she was bragging about being with Kobe at the party, sleeping with him and talking about how his, you know, how big his phallus was and all of that. They was like, no, we should have never pressed charges in the first place, because they didn't have a case. Okay? See, we need to start remembering facts. And for all these people that keep trying to act like people are caping for Kobe and, oh, it's about the Kobe. No, goddammit. It is about the collective black image of society. Same thing with Bill, R. Kelly, whoever. I'm not defending those guys. I would never do that. You got plenty of brothers that call these motherfuckers out. But when it's time to come together and get on cold with your people, you put that other personal bullshit to the side and say, okay, we'll deal with them on our terms in our own community, the same way white people deal with their folks. And you stay on cold and say, listen, you're not going to come against our people like that. Because let's think about something. Do you think you're going to come out to Jewish people like that? Let's just say somebody in their society did something. And we clearly see that. Look at how they rally around Harvey Weinstein. You know, because you got people rallying around him. They're quiet about it, but they are. Woody Allen, nobody's really coming after him. Hell, Kirk Douglas just died. You don't hear nobody coming after him talking about what they said he did. And let's get to the big dog. Elvis Presley, big old pedophile. You open up your mouth today and say something about Elvis Presley. Go ahead and try it. I'm going to tell you right now. If you're a black person listening to this podcast, open up your mouth anywhere you are and talk about Elvis Presley being a pedophile around some white people and see the kind of response that you get. See, we're going to have to stop this bullshit about who somebody was married to, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm all for black people being with each other, okay? I love sisters to death, you know, and we got plenty of black women that love brothers. When it comes to that, we mostly prefer each other. Those of us that swirl on either side, that's a small percentage of people, you know? That is a small percentage of people that swirl. I don't support the shit, but my thing is, if you're going to do it, don't you throw your people under the bus, black man or black woman. That's where the term bed wench and bed buck comes in. Not just if you're dating outside of your race or married to have kids with somebody. When you start getting with these different races, especially white people, then you start shitting on black folks, that's what makes your ass a bed wench or a bed buck. Because now you are showing vitriolic disdain for your people. If you're going to leave, check out. Go be with who you're going to be with and be happy. But the thing is, we have to stand up and know when it's time to come together and protect our image as a people. And then when we come back, get that out of the way, we defend it, home base, so to speak, we deal with our traitors amongst us. See, I don't have any problem with people talking about their issues with Kobe or anybody else in our community, but we do that amongst us. See, we keep saying that we want to have the same respect as other groups, but we not willing to imitate their loyalty to each other. See, you know, especially I'm harping on the dominant society issue, because look at the countless situations where these people are dead wrong. They don't never go in on their own people like that. Think about this now. I'm going to give y'all some food for thought. Can you name the last time that you heard a white person that was clearly convicted of something that they just keep talking about years after the fact like it was the worst thing in the world? Hell, you got some white people that still defend Hitler with his evil ass. You see what I'm saying? See, I'm trying to provide some context to this thing because, you know, in a lot of spaces we've seen on social media and different spaces, especially across black YouTube, we got everybody talking about caping for Kobe and, oh, why didn't black men stand up and say this about white women? Listen, you got plenty of brothers out here that's been roasting both of these motherfuckers. I get them all. I don't care who you are. I see you doing some shit that's off code against all people. I'm going to get in your ass. That's how it's supposed to be, because see, now we are moving towards an era where black people are finally standing up as a collective and saying, hey, listen, you're not going to do that. And I got to salute these sisters again that are riding behind folks on this one. Because, see, we got to be honest about something. The problem is, and I got to acknowledge both sides of this. The problem is, anytime somebody get to calling out sisters that do something wrong, you got a segment of sisters that think you never supposed to say nothing about that. No, when your ass is off code, you off code. Same thing for black men. And I get it, because we got to address that segment of black men with their punk asses, the sellouts, the coons, the ones that have all this vitriol for all black women because certain choices they made. They go overboard and only want to talk about, you know, things that sisters do wrong without addressing their wrongs. Okay, we can't do that in situations like this. Those of us with sense know that, hey, look, this is about all of us, and it's time to come together and defend our image as a collective. That's the thing. That's where our power lies, when we say pretty much family business, okay? Now, am I saying that Kobe or anybody else that made off-code statements like he did should be considered some type of holy icon or anything like that? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you say, listen, we will deal with our people, not you. We're not going to sit here and let you talk about our people because you don't talk about your people that way. Okay? So these are my thoughts on that issue. I mean, because, you know, it's really getting to the point where I will say this, as tragic as that brother's passing was, it's revealing who our traitors are on both sides of the fence. Both sides of the fence. That's one good thing about that. As tragic as his passing is, we are starting to see that we have some black people that they're going to side with the dominant society no matter what. And before I close this out, I'm going to say this. For those of you hopping up every time somebody goes to defend, you know, our image as a collective, especially in this situation, when it's time for the white folks to come for you, remember, this is what you asked for. This is what you wanted. Because, see, you don't have sense enough to stand with your people when something is right. When you right, you right. When you right, you right. Period. You have to learn to take personal feelings out of things as an adult and look at what actually, you know, is the bigger picture in a situation. Because, see, especially for people that have little black children, they're going to have to grow up and deal with the things that we didn't. See, that's what happened to our previous generations. We're fighting the battles that they should have kept fighting. And we gotta take on that and what we're dealing with today. So everybody needs to think about the future that you're going to be leaving black children when you start talking about, oh, who somebody was married to and all of that. You know, I'm going to have to break that down in another episode. Because it's a lot of hypocrisy going on about that situation, about who that brother was married to. Speaking of Kobe, we're going to touch on that. We're going to open up a can of worms that a lot of people are not talking about. Because, see, that's one thing you're going to get on this podcast. When I go in on something, I'm going to address it with balance. And I'm going to address it with the truth. Which is what a lot of people keep trying to run from about this situation. So, again, salute to all black women that are actually standing with brothers on this, because see, that's what's going to determine how we get somewhere as a people. We're going to have to start standing with each other in times like this, handle our business up front. Then we go inside our own house and be like, okay, look, this stuff you guys did, black men, that was off code. This stuff you guys, you sisters did, black women, that was off code. We worked that out behind closed doors. See, it's time for us to mature to that phase as a people, because if we don't, we're not going to make any relevant progress. So those are my thoughts on this episode. Like I said, you know, I'm going to touch base on a lot more, dealing with several issues that have come out of this in a future episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care, black family.